All hands on deck.
Oh, God.
It's not on very well.
I have good news and bad news.
Which means that the winner of Scrapyard Wars 2025 is...
Scrapyard Wars!
This time, we transform a completely empty room into an epic gaming movie-watching paradise. Our budget? $1,400 US. Even though we've procured all of our stuff and it's mostly in the room, we haven't figured out our acoustic treatment, we haven't figured out our HDR issues.
Slight bad news.
Bad news? First thing in the morning?
Yep. But I think I have a plan. I'll be back in like 30 minutes.
30 minutes? Oh, dude, I was really counting on you to help me with the aesthetics.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back for that.
Natalie's not even here yet. She's buying snackies.
We got the goods, the 12-pack Mountain Dew, and a pack of Cool Ranch Doritos. We still have about $2 left. I think this is going to be good. I'm going to bribe the judges with these gamer snacks.
We picked up all our stuff last night.
I went to a furniture store, and I went to their outlet section, and it was, like, literally a scrapyard. They had, like, extra broken pieces everywhere, and I picked up what I could. Picked up some wall art for cheap.
Nice.
Picked up some of this.
Floating shelf.
Picked up some plant and
this
vase.
Is great.
Picked up this from the thrift store, and then some more floating shelves, fake plants, and a candle, a basket, another throw pillow.
I found some stuff. I did get that art. There you go. That was like $10, so whatever. This was a find, and it's a little mini fridge. Oh, you didn't show off the comic.
One of the TV things that we're watching is Adventure Time.
And then the last thing was just a dollar store run.
Just a bunch of different snacks and stuff.
I have a better one.
We'll explain that later. This is probably just going in the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
The mouse? It's, like, actually in pretty good condition.
Oh, okay. How long is this going to take?
Probably a while, unfortunately. So if you can work around us to stick stuff on the walls, do it.
The projector not being mounted
makes me want to cry in a pile of sadness, but we'll figure it out.
First thing we're gonna do today is see if we can get the PlayStation running directly to the TV. This receiver doesn't pass through HDR. So right now, yeah, our movies and games look pretty good, but we're not getting HDR. Wow, only two HDMIs on this.
I know, it's so budget.
Weak sauce.
At least it has ARC.
Okay, here we go.
It's hard to tell if HDR is on or not, or if it's just the crappy panel.
Maybe try flipping HDR off and then flip it back on. Okay.
I'm pretty sure this is on.
Panel might be fine, but our backlight does not have full array local dimming, so it is what it is.
Yeah, I still want to validate the sound because I didn't look at that too closely. There we go.
That looks like ass.
It does.
Is Adventure Time not in HD on Prime? I wonder if the trial is SD.
It shouldn't be.
Should we put a Blu-ray in to check and make sure the audio is working, and then maybe you
grab
can...
grab Dark Knight.
Sure. All right.
This is good here?
I think we're good.
The print failed on the TV feet. I need to make something that is low profile, black, and hides in it. We have these shelves that we took out. The idea is to cut these into something and basically precariously balance the TV on this. It should be good enough, right? And this is our new feet. We're gonna put one like this, and the TV is just gonna rest on this thin piece. On both sides. They are ugly, but they should work. It's not gonna be super stable.
Oh man, really, Sebastian?
Time constraints. It's my best work.
Oh dude, this is sketch.
Not earthquake rated.
Nope.
Okay.
It's low profile. Mm-hmm. It's black. Mm-hmm. Ish.
Do you have a Sharpie?
Pens are tools, right?
Pens are tools.
Okay, so let's just give it some Sharpie and
Sharpie
then.
And fill in that spot.
Okay.
Oh god.
Are you putting it on studs?
Oh god.
Are you stripping the screw?
No. Can I borrow this?
You can borrow that, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Does this look okay? It's kinda.
It's very, very droopy.
Saggy.
It's upside down. No, it's
upside down. Oh, cut all of that out.
You're too far to the left.
Yeah, but if I manipulate it anymore, I'm concerned the mount will like snap.
Icky.
Luke,
I need you.
Thank you.
Just gonna grab one of these.
Sure. At a certain point, we're just going to have to accept it. Yeah.
Plastic knives to the rescue. Sammy.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, thank you. That's good for this part. We're going to move the couch back. All right, let's get those out of here.
Dan, we're all set on cables. Anything extra I can take out?
Start finishing it off.
Yeah, I don't know how to mount it. Do you know how to mount this stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So one here and one there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sebastian, do you want to get Nat to help you with the wall panels? I trust you two way more than it. No offense. I trust either of us.
Yeah, we can do that. Do you want to do the lights?
Oh, no. Do they have a controller? Or do we need Wi-Fi?
It says it doesn't need Wi-Fi, and it has a remote.
Yes, I'm on this then, after I'm done sharpieing. That looks so much better, though. It doesn't really, like, stand out anymore.
Nope.
You know what? That actually is not bad. Did the Blu-ray come with a DVD or something? Because this looks like butt.
So the Blu-ray. We do have alternatives because theoretically it should be on here too. So this should come in UHD after we get 2 minutes of ads.
I can tell you the resolution of the ad sure isn't UHD. Oh man, there's so much compression blocking.
I know.
Can we see the Blu-ray again?
Yep.
Maybe I was sitting too close before. Let's see. Yeah, keep this. Way less compression artifacts.
It's a little softer because it's 1080, but it is way less compression.
Yeah.
These are the 3D printed backs that Justin did. Stands out on the white one, obviously, but it looks pretty good. A couple of them had, like, ruined thumbstick tops. Both the top left, the person we bought this from must have played a specific game. Doesn't 100% look or feel perfect, but it looks and feels a lot better than it did, so I'll take that.
Justin, do you want to start getting the controllers charged? I don't know where I have to look.
No, the double A's, we're good.
Yeah, they're double A's.
Oh, thank you.
These are honestly not getting any cleaner.
Into the wire basket.
Okay.
Whoa.
Dan?
What?
Do you mind if we put the couch in place?
No, I need it in place now. Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah, okay.
I gotta start doing my audio testing.
Ugh. Whoa.
Yeah, watch the projector.
Yeah, sorry.
Being held in my hopes and dreams.
Tilted now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is the, we're making designs.
On the go.
Yep.
I hope they look okay when they're dried. That improves the hominess factor immensely.
Good call, Linus.
How's the clappage right now?
You can get the door.
I think it's actually bouncing off the ceiling the most.
Do we want to put some triangles on the
ceiling? I would love to. Maybe just like a couple bigger shapes.
45 minutes.
Blah! Sebastian, I have good news and bad news.
Bad news?
Bad news is the remote is not in here.
Then we need the app. That's fine. The app.
App uses Wi-Fi.
Can you use it to set it up and then...
Wait, is this one sealed? Hold on. Maybe this one has a remote. Oh, shit. No. You know what? Yes, that was the good news, by the way. I think you're brilliant.
Thanks.
We can set it up now because we're allowed to use Wi-Fi for setup, and then it's just set up.
Yeah.
Sick. Thank you. Oh, God, no. That one's too heavy.
Hey, Sebastian, want to play your favorite game again?
I'm guessing it's bad news and bad news.
No, there's good news. Bad news is this strip doesn't work.
Okay.
The good news is this one does.
Oh, we have one strip.
We have one strip. Do we want underglow on the couch or bias lighting on the TV?
TV.
I think TV.
Not gonna lie, I was kind of hoping they'd say couch because that would have been a lot easier. But I think it's the right call because not only does bias lighting improve the mood and the vibe, but it also is supposed to improve the perceived contrast, which with our HDR-ent TV is gonna be a plus. To try not to knock this TV over, that would actually be disastrous right now. I need you to go to the other side to help me stretch this across, all without knocking over the TV. Oh wait, shoot, we're over these cables. I gotta hand it to you through the cables.
Yeah.
No, it has to go under this power cable. I can get behind. I got this. Other side. Wait! Oh, God.
Yep,
you got it? Okay, I got my side.
It's not on very well.
I'm holding the TV. You can go down on your side.
Okay, I got it under the thing.
Okay.
Okay. Ah! Oh, God!
Nope.
Okay.
Down on your side?
Yeah. Okay, is she still stable-ish?
No, we're good.
How does it always come down to the wire like this, man?
It looks a bit like a realtor set, but so far it works. That's better than I was concerned we were gonna be at like half an hour ago.
All hands on deck, we're centering the TV.
I think you need to go on more step side. Just a little bit.
Okay, we good?
Do we have anything that we can cover this up with?
Oh, that's true. The lighting
lights it right up.
What I'll do, I'll cut the shelf that we have over there into a strip. We can just put it in front there.
Do we want to go with like blue kind of light, like lighting? We should decide that right now.
That's blue.
Yeah.
Are we happy with what the bias lighting looks like?
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
You're happy with it?
Yeah. Okay.
Are there any other little outstanding items that you have, Pankratz?
It would just be double checking to make sure that everything works.
Okay, let's do that then.
Our subwoofer is not overcooked right now?
Maybe a little? Not much.
I've got the center boosted 3 dB right now.
Give her another 2 dB.
No!
Yeah.
Good. Yep.
We still need to clean the TV and clean the console.
Front center. Front.
I'm just checking front, to make front, sure that all the channels front, are working front, properly.
Front, there we go. Dollarama, baby.
I'm glad I got just the right amount of stuff. I think I could have gotten like a little more to fill up like one of the shelves that I ended up putting like the snacks on, but I think I had like the perfect amount of things on the amount of shelves that I got and a good amount of shelf. Okay, we still have some time. I'm gonna set up the banana because I got the best banana of them all. This one, too ripe. Mm. I'm just looking at what the piece looks like and we're gonna do it like the other way around to make sure that we're not infringing our copyright.
What I'm working on just finished. I was working on connecting the Xbox controllers. All three are now connected, so that's good. You like my desktop background? It's a official Microsoft 4K version of the Windows XP Bliss background. Another thing I noticed was in the shadow options under network, there was this setting, and it used to be set to like 20 or 30, and now it's at 70, so that should help.
No hole patch. We'll patch them from the inside. Scissorless, not available.
Okay.
Is that HD Bliss? Oh my God. This room's really good for like reducing anxiety.
Yeah.
It feels like a therapist room.
Yeah.
That's not a thing that you should say.
Yeah. All right, just keep going. Keep going.
With these fine art contemporary art pieces, you'll see like somebody who paints like an entire canvas in red and you're like, I could do that. But it's actually a bit like the way that you like use the brush a bajillion times to make it perfectly red. I'm not an art major, but I'm trying my best to like notice the little details like where the duct tape goes. Oh, I think it's ripped.
I'm pretty sure the tape is not perfect.
It's supposed to be ripped.
It is a living art piece, though. They literally update it all the time.
Do you guys like the media on here, or should I lose it? Would it be better if they were tucked straight?
Straighter? I think the angle's fine.
I think the angle's fine.
Oh, the flowers kind of died overnight, didn't they?
We can go last minute.
That's pretty sad.
No, that's pretty sad, too.
What the hell? Do we not have any grass here? What the fuck?
Where's Sebastian?
He went to go pick flowers.
He's picking flowers. Okay, I need him to cut this. I don't know where the saw is. He's picking flowers. Yeah, no, no, it makes sense.
Here.
Sebastian, I need another cable management hider.
Can we just break it in half?
Yeah, I'll show you.
We've got some grass for touch grass.
Okay, let's go.
Linus, what do you need?
This I could Sharpie for a very short distance.
Okay, so yeah, and then I can Sharpie the other side and we can put it on the other side of the thing.
Oh, we still have to wipe down the TV. Ah!
Draws, packet loss. Why does the office's internet just suck so much?
Okay, that's all holes minus roof.
Cool. We gotta find something for the roof.
Pays off to be friends with logistics. They'll help you with things if you ask nicely.
Hey, Dan, you're up.
Now I just need to basically adjust the levels of them, and then I'm done.
Okay, two people stabilize, one person clean.
Do we have another Sharpie?
We're just cleaning the TV right now. Let's get this as clean as we can. You're gonna have to kind of really scrub it. Just in the bottom corner, I don't know.
5 minutes!
Do you have a good like reflection from the light to see?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And then as soon as we're done wiping the TV, Pankratz, I guess you get content on it.
Yeah.
I will continue Sharpieing.
Okay, I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's like a mode right here, so the bass sounds like shit, but whatever. We've got like no time left, so I give up.
Dan, I need the room for the last five.
We're done with audio, we're good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
That's very scary.
Careful! It definitely moved.
It's fine.
Guys, be careful.
Yeah.
Projector's moving.
Yeah, I'm coming down now.
Okay, final stage.
It's together. Unfortunately, the projector shifted, but the roof hole seems to be covered. The banana's on the wall. The room is together, which honestly, oh hey, there's still light coming through that hole.
Yeah, right there.
I'm trying to make it so that the games are at least in like full screen before they get here.
Luke, does that work?
Yeah.
Wait, guys, quick. Covers or naked?
Ooh. Naked.
Naked.
Let's do it.
Naked, naked.
1 minute!
1 minute?
Oh, wait, one last question, Nat.
Yes, yes, yes.
From an aesthetic balance perspective, do you want the PC there or the little table thing there?
PC there.
PC there? You bet.
30 seconds!
30 seconds!
Can you confirm, now that it is here, that we like it there?
Yep, 30 seconds. I'm gonna turn the light back on.
I think it all came together.
I turned the controller off intentionally, so it doesn't drain the battery.
You know what? No, let's have it on. I think this 10, is more welcoming.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
we're done.
2, 1.
Okay. I'm pretty happy.
I'm stoked. This is fire.
Stop damaging the phone. Jesus.
With the rooms ready to go, it's time for the most important part of the week, the judging. Linus, seeing as you got to pick your teammate second, would you like to be judged first or second?
What do you want?
I want to be judged second.
I want second.
That's how it's going to be.
You know what? Why don't we flip for it?
Sure.
I actually baited you to exactly what I wanted, so I did not want a coin flip. Oh. I wanted you to go.
You need to go first or second?
Second.
You want me to go second? Oh, I want to go second. I have been baited.
Luke, is it Master Earth?
Ah!
Manipulator.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Okay. Let's get the judging underway.
Welcome to the humble abode.
Having seen the rooms as they were before, very impressed.
It's supposed to be multimodal, kind of. This is not just a theater room, it's not just a gaming space. You want to be able to relax in here. There's drinks in the Coke fridge, there's snacks in varieties of places. You can do whatever you want.
Is that from MoMA?
Yes, we also have various pieces of art around the room, including a lore-accurate banana taped to wall, reversed orientation on purpose to make it legally distinct.
I do like the use of the acoustic paneling to like flank the sides of the projector screen. I think it fills up the space pretty nice.
The warm light is nice, although a lampshade maybe hiding that would have been a good touch.
I was gonna check if the surrounds are at the same height.
They're not, that one's higher.
Yeah, that one's higher.
And crooked.
Adjustable. we like to go with adjustable.
Okay, good to know.
Can I adjust it right now?
No.
Prefer maybe not.
This fridge beside me.
Yes.
Is incredibly loud.
It can be turned off. There's a switch on the back. There's actually Coke in there if you would like a refreshing beverage.
No bribes.
You're allowed bribes.
I like this room a lot.
Quick?
Yeah.
It's a good size projector screen for this room. It's not too big.
Yeah, we didn't actually want it to feel like a movie room. We want it to feel like a place you can hang out and you can also watch movies, you can also play games, you can also use a computer, do whatever you want.
It does not feel like that. It feels like a movie room.
Okay. All
right. It feels like a good movie room. I think the coffee table is nice. It's tough to like judge you on the quality of the furniture.
I'm actually just impressed this couch is like not trash. Like, yeah. Like it's okay. Still on the decor side, it's obviously a very clean space, Nordic even, but the cable management situation here is a lot different than from here out.
Yeah.
It
makes me sad.
We were able to get fully hidden cables for all of the speakers and mostly hidden cables for the projector.
You guys actually ran the wire through the wall.
Yeah.
Kudos. That's a lot of work.
We also just, this reminded me, the projector also includes 3D, active 3D glasses.
Wow.
So you can watch 3D movies if you're interested.
Or not.
Yeah.
Did you get us 3D media to test with?
No. You look good. I gotta say, you look good. You've got the tech command seat, and then you've got the snack command seat, and they can both. It's like a driver and passenger in a car.
I getcha.
Yeah, that's kind
of. And then the person in the middle is just the king.
Just enjoying life. People if you're really desperate, technically, I think it's like every 6 days you're supposed to eat the banana and replace it.
Honestly, it looks nice, but the vibe is rental property core.
Or hotel room, I just got here.
Feels like an Airbnb.
Yeah.
But it is like
really clean and like and tasteful. Like, look at this damn vase. It's a really clean and nice and modern space.
Well, I think it's time that we move on to the movie watching experience. I will say right now, projector not even close to aligned. It's not keystoned, it's at an angle. Is there a subwoofer?
Yeah. Yes.
It's down there. Okay.
That sucks.
Marceline's songs are so good. Maybe I can get Marceline to write a song with me.
I've seen enough.
So what resolution is this projector?
4K.
Is this 4K content?
Yes.
But no HDR.
Projector can do HDR.
You decided there's no media software or controller for the computer? Some sort of software interface that if I wanted to have a more couch-like TV-like experience?
Definitely considered it.
Okay. Probably
a very reasonable upgrade to go into over the next little while.
I like this, though. It brings back my college days.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Should we just have the lamp on instead?
How accessible is the lamp?
Oh, my God.
It's,
That really changes it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that does change things.
I think you
just dark game.
Wouldn't have it on when you're gaming.
No, so we don't have any smart bulbs or dimming bulbs.
And how are you doing the volume? Just on the knob of the AVR?
Yeah, wait, do you have a remote for the volume?
Volume can be done here. I did it with the knob, but you can do it with the controller.
The reds really blow out.
Yeah, they're really overcooked.
Which was interesting because the yellows were really bad. What were we trying to change?
Frame rate.
Because this is game streaming, right? No idea
at all. Yeah.
Unless you have a very flawless and reliable internet connection, you end up with problems like this constantly. You're constantly troubleshooting.
I just checked our network and everything's screwed.
All right, give us the mouse. Let's do some lap. Do they have a lap board? What have you got here? Oh,
table.
Just the table. It's not really designed for heavy keyboard and mouse use.
The keyboard wireless?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
We're having some office level technical difficulties that are making that our streaming service for games is not going to work. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the benchmarks in front of the judges to give them an idea of what the performance should be like on a good day. And we're going to have that for our performance benchmark portion. But this is obviously going to affect the subjective portion, which the judges will elaborate on later.
The frame rate's running smoothly on their side. And it's just that it's dropping packets or whatever sending to us.
61.
Yeah, you can see that like the minimum frame rate is still 51. So 51 it's not frame. Dropping on their end.
Chug, 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 chug.
97 average on the GPU. It's such a weird thing. So you're very CPU limited in this one. 71 was the average. Max of 124. That's better than a locked 60. All right, I think we've seen enough. Let's take a look at the next room.
Welcome, Games Master David, esteemed judges, to the Vibe Zone.
Oh my God, this is something. Welcome to an 18-year-old's cool bedroom. Hey, look at all the door.
It's a lot of dew. That's a lot of Mountain Dew.
Painted sauna pan?
The acoustic panels are making a huge change in here.
How old was the person who painted the walls? 8 or 80?
An adult.
Is this spray
paint? Oh, don't touch that too hard.
What the? Oh, this is so you could get your center speaker there, huh?
These are
shelves from this unit turned on end to jack up the height of the TV.
That is so sketch.
That's sketch as hell.
That's terrifying.
I appreciate the multi-purposeness of the space. They actually included books.
But no extra lighting, so you're...
It's tough.
Well, no, that light is adjustable.
Is it RGB? It's RGB wireless, like Wi-Fi light, smart light?
I can't control it right now.
I like that little lampshade on it.
3D the shade is a nice one. There you go.
Cuck chair?
I was just kidding.
I don't recommend the crack spot.
Yeah, I sat right in the middle. It's a love seat. That's why the chair.
No, what it is,
it pulls
if you
out.
Could, if you could move for a moment.
Oh, it's a sleeper.
Da, 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 da.
This is IKEA.
Yeah, that's what we want.
Boom.
The chair makes sense now.
There is no shadow of a doubt that that is a cuck chair.
One of the key elements was how inviting the space is. We felt that having two controllers is far more inviting than one controller.
Golf with your friends?
Nice!
Okay.
Immediate hole
good
in one.
Setup.
Why is there no sound?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on. You wouldn't want to get up to change the volume.
I really like the choice to do an accent wall. You had blue walls and then one that is a different color. Backlighting, also think is, I'm not going to say classy, but it's nice.
It does have a distinctly kind of 90s vibe.
It's got Cineplex Arcade energy.
Yes.
The Doritos match the wall panel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really cohesive. Really bringing it together.
I do wish they had a ladder or something so they could keep it going higher to the ceiling. It seems like it just, like, arbitrarily stops, but maybe they just ran out of panels.
We felt that the room was a little tall and almost aquarium feeling, so it was a conscious decision not to put the sound panels up any higher than you normally would with about an 8-foot ceiling. We found that acoustically, the ceiling panels made an enormous difference, even though there's not that many of them.
Did you make the frames?
No, this frame was free.
That reeks of free.
Yeah.
It reeks as free, almost as free as a Pearl Harbor poster.
No, we paid for that. Hey, that has an actual film strip from the film.
Wow.
That's collectible.
What are you sitting on?
Oh, I'm just sitting on a little...
Oh, the IKEA basket.
Convenient little basket slash table.
I like the pullable side table.
It's a little high.
Is it not compatible with this couch?
It works perfectly until you go to pull it out. So we positioned it here.
Let's try.
So the idea is that it can... there you go. It goes in about that far.
That was not worth the effort.
Yeah, that's why we had it where we had it.
For the most part, really clean job on cutting the audio, what was that, like Sonopam or whatever? It feels like it's the stuff we use in the server room. The cuts are pretty clean. When you get the ones close here, it looks pretty dirty. But when you're far away, it just looks cheap.
It was cheap.
Yeah, especially the screws through the middle of them.
I think that we're really focused on minor details, like whether there's a screw hole, and we're ignoring...
I think we can hold two things in our minds at once.
You have a PC and a PlayStation.
We do. We have a working PC.
It's not plugged in.
Nope. The rules only stipulate that you must have a working PC, which we do.
The lighting strip behind the TV, just one color?
Yes. It's bias lighting, so it's intended to improve contrast. It's not for vibe.
I'm mostly impressed at the size of the speakers. Do you have any surrounds?
We felt that in such a small room, with the budgetary constraints that we were under, choosing acoustic treatment over surround speakers was a no-brainer. We could have surround speakers in here, but if we had reflections all over the place, you'd basically just be sitting in a mess of positional audio.
Shall we watch something?
Sure.
Why did you go to my friend? I go to them.
It's hard to judge this when we're watching such a low resolution version of it because of the internet right now.
Which movie did you want? Sorry?
Return of the King.
Just pointing out that as a bonus, we have all three.
Wow.
So is there no control for the light?
There is.
How do you control it?
With an app. Oh, wait, well, yeah, you can turn it
you
off.
Can turn it completely
sure,
off.
Yeah. If you want it off, then by all means.
Let's leave it off for now, because we had it on the last
you
one.
You sure? Oh, okay.
The film grain's aggressive. And I'm thinking that there's processing on the TV that's making it worse.
Is HDR on?
These are the non-4K Blu-rays. How are you guys enjoying the size of the TV?
I think it's an ideal size for the space.
Good height, too, if you just ignore how it got to that height.
Yeah. The sub sounds so much like it is over there, at least from my sitting position. It might be better when you're closer to the corners.
I didn't notice that.
For me, I was just like, wow, that is where the sub is.
I was surprised at how the directional audio came through still quite a lot, even though there is no surround actual, with the zip line scene specifically.
I would almost hazard to say that these speakers might be a bit too much for the room. There's times where it feels almost like shouty. Like there were some very noticeable peaks for me that didn't feel... great to hear. It was like uneven in a sense.
All right, that's enough Christopher Nolan. Let's play some games.
We have two controllers. Just thought I'd point that out.
You've said that a bunch of times, like you think they only have one.
I don't know how many controllers. I don't know what they
but
have.
But there's three of
that,
us.
I just know that we have.
Yeah, you have less. We can't all play together.
But look at the quality of these controllers. DualSense, no stick drift.
It feels really smooth.
It's PlayStation.
Yeah, there's stuff to beat.
All right, Red Dead Redemption 2, gaming.
This game came out on the PS4 and it's locked at 30 on the PS5. Rockstar ass move. I mean, it's this for the next 25 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Is there another game? It looks like a good experience.
It was made for this console, so it's...
Yeah, it's like rock solid.
Yeah, it feels nice.
All right, I've seen enough.
Well, hold on there. Before we get to the results, I want to tell you about a Floatplane exclusive stream that's going to be happening on Tuesday, September 9th, where me and pretty much all the contestants are going to watch through the show, talk about our experiences, and sort of let you in on some of the behind-the-scenes secrets that happened. And that's going to be happening over on lmg.gg/floatplane. So you don't want to miss that. Now back to the video.
We are now going to go through our results, category by category.
Starting with Vibe Max, which is something that sounds like it needs a prescription for. The vibes. Really accessible and I would say well-decorated space. I like everything that's in there. I think most people would think it was pretty nice.
In three words, rental property core. The stylistic design is both bland, but clean enough that you could bring anybody there, including your mom.
It's a well thought out space, it really is. There's a fridge, there's snacks, all very well accessible. It is a little bit bland.
I'm giving Vibe Max a 6 out of 10 for vibes.
I'm giving Vibe Max a 7 out of 10 for vibes.
I'm giving Vibe Max an 8 out of 10 for vibe.
On to movie experience. Projector not aligned, projector has scan lines, Adventure Time colors were weird. Contrast not exciting, but you know, it's okay, I guess.
The projector and the surround setup at first seemed like great ideas, but ultimately turned out to be the downfall of this setup. The projector colors were super overcooked in the reds. People's skins look overly yellow and the hobbits look like they were just dead. And they don't die, spoilers. And then for the surround sound, it sounded like all the audio that ought to be out of the front towers was coming out of this one surround speaker beside me, and I had no sense of stereo panning. I just only got surround.
Overall, good screen size, and it worked. You clicked the movie, it played. Sound worked. Volume worked.
And high quality files from a totally legal source.
Exactly. I think you mean click the Linux ISO.
5.
A 6 out of 10.
7 out of 10.
A theme is emerging.
It's going down.
The gaming experience. Due to technical difficulties, this was very hard for us to judge. However, it was a technical difficulty that is well known with the strategy that was chosen. Game streaming is only as good as your internet connection. And today's internet connection was very bad.
I felt the setup was incomplete. You went for like a couch gaming setup with the PC, which I've had in the past, but you need to have, at minimum, a wireless keyboard. Your keyboard, it kind of made it to the couch area, but by and large, it was designed to be used over in the corner. I'm not going to use that controller to play an RTS, for example.
Having a rented computer, a cloud streaming service, you would expect to play normal PC games rather than just console games. Obviously, when we did do the benchmarks, we had good frames overall, but it was ultimately unplayable.
For gaming, I'm giving Luke's team a 6. Even though it didn't work so well, you gotta give points for the flexibility of the system. It is PC gaming. It doesn't always just work, but you get more flexibility and freedom. So I like the spirit of the idea.
You encapsulated my thoughts perfectly, and I also gave them a 6 out of 10.
You both said exactly what I was gonna say. It's also a 6 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That could have been worse. Yeah, all right.
I mean, yay, thank you. I appreciate your feedback.
One extra point for Dan.
Starting with the vibes of the Vibe Zone. This is where it gets really tough because while Luke's team went with a really kind of bland, soulless, but accessible to everyone, whereas Linus's team took a stance. You might not like it, but some people might really like it. And it just so happens, if you've been to a party at my house, you know I like the lights low. They also played to the judges' strengths because I also like acoustic treatment. So I didn't mind the like Dorito-shaped things all over the wall.
Kind of dorky vibe, but you committed to the bit. But you did choose one of the most uncomfortable couches I've ever been on. And even though you can sleep on it, I would feel like that was a punishment. TV was precariously set upon pieces of MDF, and I would rather spend time in a space that can be bright lights, that doesn't feel like an 8-year-old's dream room.
Well, walking into Linus's room, you knew exactly what it was gonna be for. You could tell this is a gamer space. There were books available, but also no way to turn on the light more than it was, so reading is a punishment. The last thing I'll say is there were quite fewer snacks in Linus's room than Luke's.
So. And their drinks were cold.
Yes. There definitely was points changed based on that fact.
Oh, let's go, dude.
I'm giving them
A 7.
I respect the commitment to the bit, not my vibe. 5 out of 10.
I gave him an 8 out of 10.
On to the movie experience. Just as in Luke's room with the gaming experience, Wi-Fi reared its ugly head. We saw the lowest res copy of Adventure Time in existence. And
well, that wasn't Wi-Fi. We were on the wired. So we would have had the same issue.
Still
so
an
it's
issue.
More...
But you also had a computer that you just chose not to use. You could have maybe taken that computer and put a Plex server on it, had some other home theater PC. Instead, you decided to look at the letter of the law instead of the spirit of the law, and you brought a working computer and ignored it. At least Luke had to use his computer to stream his games.
I'm just saying that copy of Adventure Time is not low res.
Oh, it's yeah, HD. But it looked pretty bad.
Yes. Our games run fine, too.
Yeah. Well.
Sure, bud.
The movie experience was way better in Linus's room. It was the right choice to just do 3.1. Linus was bang on when he said that this round just had too many extra waveforms fighting each other. Would have liked to have seen some treatment behind the speakers themselves, not just above it on the side walls, but hey, for the display, the color accuracy was actually, you know, acceptable, and this TV was a lot brighter than your typical projector, so that made a difference too, even though we weren't watching in HDR.
Yeah, I have to say the TV was the first thing that I noticed with the movie experience. Yes, it wasn't the best TV in the world, but to normie eyes like mine, it was fairly fine. It made the movies look fine, except Adventure Time. The only thing to note with the movies was no 4K. They went for the Blu-ray option, which was a good option, but on the PS5, there was no HDR. Points off.
I'm giving them a 6, but my home theater at home is really good.
I'm giving them a 7.
And I am also giving them a 7.
The final category is gaming. PlayStation is just so much easier to use, oh my god. However limited the PlayStation may be, it was a very smooth experience and it felt great to play on that TV with its game mode on.
It would have been nice to have a keyboard and mouse because, you know, consoles these days are kind of computers.
To further that point.
Please.
You had a computer. You could have played games that aren't on PlayStation on that computer. Retro games, other easy to run games. But you neglected to implement that. So Luke's system does have substantially more flexibility in the kinds of games that you can play.
Yeah, I will say not having the PC available really did hurt here. There wasn't even a mouse and keyboard in that room, I don't think. I didn't see one. And with locked frame rates at 60 and 30 for Red Dead, that was pretty painful.
I do want to ask, because I didn't get a confirmation, how many controllers did we have in Linus's room?
More than one.
Two.
Two.
How many controllers did we have in Luke's room?
Three.
How many judges do we have?
All of the judges could play a game at the same time.
We didn't.
Details.
Overall, though, I'm calling this a wash. A 6 again for Lions' team.
I was pretty won over by the PlayStation. However, I was disappointed by the lack of a PC, which is why I gave it a 9 out of 10. Except, I told Linus at the start that for not picking me, he loses a point. He made no effort to make that better. So he gets an 8 out of 10.
And yes, it was a tough call. Both rooms are basically exactly the opposite, which makes them exactly the same in the same way. But overall, Linus's gaming experience was an 8 out of 10.
The score is tabulated, and out of a possible 90 points, there is only a difference of 5. Which means that the winner of Scrapyard Wars 2025 is Team Linus!
Woo!
Oh, these are cool.
Those are cool.
These are like the best trophies yet.
Oh yeah, rub it in, sure.
Hey, you get trophies too. Cool.
That is so no. Sick. Great job, you guys.
Proud, great work. It was
I hope
nice
it's
night.
An L. No, it's not. I'm really surprised.
Yeah,
I'm surprised we judged surprised. As well as we did. I kind of wonder if they were like being nice, directing us towards projector, which I've never worked with a projector ever before, was a mistake. I genuinely spent at least half of my time trying to diagnose shadow issues.
We did not win the way I was expecting
to. No, not at all.
We won on gaming. What were the odds?
The PS5 gave Adam a lot of points there.
Oh, yeah.
Even with the 1 point deduction.
Since season 1, there's been this concept of like, if we somehow merged our things,
it would be so much better. And like, if you guys had our couch.
Our couch is more ass than the asses that sit on it. I think we also got the only secondhand copy of Cyberpunk in the entire Lower Mainland. I wanted to get an Xbox Series X, but Returnal is still exclusive to PlayStation and PC.
PlayStation, yeah.
That would have given me cheaper controllers, too.
Ours were pretty banged up. We had to 3D print battery holders and thumbsticks. That actually worked out. The 3D printing for the controllers was quite good.
Almost as good as the Segway.
To our sponsor.
If you guys enjoyed Scrapyard Wars, why not go check out some of the earlier seasons? They really are a great watch. It was a different time.
Yeah.
GG.
GG, man.